unemployment rate goes down again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, dropping to the lowest level in 50 years. Fox's Jenny Casola details the Just Out Jobs Report live.
Dave, the unemployment rate slipped to 3.5% in September. It was expected to hold steady at 3.7%. The most important reading in this report is that it does not have any signs of recession. There were 136,000 new jobs created, weaker than the 145,000 forecast, but considered modest job growth. Americans are making a little more money. Average hourly earnings rose 2.9% over the past year. Dave?
Now, Jenny, we already have reaction in a Trump tweet stating unemployment's at a 50-year low. Wow, America, let's impeach your president, even though he did nothing wrong. Which, of course, Democrats dispute, especially after the president called on China to also investigate Joe Biden and son Hunter.
A fundamental breach of the president's oath of office. It endangers our elections and endangers our national security.
Adam Schiff is leading the impeachment inquiry, and his House committee will next hour privately question the intelligence community's inspector general. Democrats are also demanding documents by today from the Trump administration, but there is a counter demand from the White House, where Fox's John Decker is live.
The White House sending a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today, essentially daring her to hold a vote on the Democrats' impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Without a formal vote, the White House says, it won't comply with the Democrats' investigation. Meanwhile, President Trump tweeting, as president, I have an obligation to end corruption, even if that means requesting the help of a foreign country or countries. It is done all the time. He continued, this has nothing to do with politics or a political campaign against the Bidens. This does have to do with their corruption. Dave?
On Wall Street, after that jobs report came out, stock futures went higher. America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The number of people getting sick from vaping continues to grow.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the CDC says the latest numbers show
1,080 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products have been reported to CDC from 48 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
18 of those have died, and more deaths are being investigated. Most of the cases are in men. A third of the 1,000-plus cases are people under the age of 21. Officials say there isn't one product causing the illnesses, but THC, which causes marijuana's high, is common. They urge people, especially who are young and or pregnant, to stay away from vaping products. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Now, this outbreak has led to some cities and states cracking down on e-cigarettes. The vaping industry blames this on black market products. One in particular is under scrutiny, known as dank vapes, with marijuana oil in them, the brand said to be easily bought online. A fifth parent faces sentencing today, caught up in the college admissions scandal. Augustine Heneas could get up to 15 months in prison.
Prosecutors say the wealthy vintner, whose family owns a number of wineries in Napa, California, agreed to pay some $50,000 to have his daughter's SAT score inflated and another $250,000 to have her recruited onto the water polo team at the University of Southern California. Though, he was arrested before shelling out the full amount and before she got into the school.
Fox's Molly Line outside the court in Boston. Actress Felicity Huffman was sentenced to 2 weeks behind bars. Actress Lori Loughlin is fighting the charges. Is still awaiting trial next year. Atlantic City, New Jersey gets a new mayor today. City Council President Marty Small will be sworn in the day after Democrat Frank Gilliam Jr. pleaded guilty to stealing $87,000 from the youth basketball club and then resigned. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Savoy Village Board has approved taxing cannabis sales when the product becomes legal next year. The News Gazette says the village manager said the board voted 4-1 this week to impose a 3% tax. The board also would have to approve a future ordinance that would allow a cannabis dispensary in the village. A 23-year-old Chicago woman is accused of breaking into a Champagne home. Kashawn Armstrong was arrested midday Tuesday in a break-in at a home in the 600 block of Breen Drive. The homeowner was in the front part of the home when he heard a loud noise coming from his kitchen and found the woman in his kitchen. She had items in her hand. She left and threw an item at the back door. Police found her in the backyard. Bond was set at $5,000. She faces 4 to 15 years in prison if convicted of residential burglary. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Place you go when you want an appliance. And in Germany, I saw some appliances, and some of them were itty-bitty because some of the places people live are itty-bitty. But they got all shapes and sizes. Dick Van Dyke can take care of that. If you need a small apartment, I'm sure they can handle that for you.
Right, or a man cave.
Yeah, man cave, big old fridge at the ice maker, whatever you're looking for. Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. The number one independent appliance dealer in all of Central Illinois. They're all over Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur, of course, here in Champaign on Neal Street. Drive toward the mall before you get the I-74 interchange. You just turn right. It's right there. Dick Van Dyke Appliance Store. Plus, the people that will say, may I help you, will actually be able to help you and tell you the difference between A, B, and C, which I think's unique.
Yeah.
In this day and age. Appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. They'll deliver, set it up. And, of course, they still have that $35 call. If you need something, they'll come. Your house $35, and if it's another $200, they'll tell you, but you don't have to do it.
That's right.
Good deal. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Okay, new trend in bike helmets. Let's check your weather for the weekend on ESPN 93.5. A little more on the Alana up in Minneapolis. That will be coming up tomorrow afternoon. A little on that and Kit Brown in a few minutes. And live from the White House, John Decker. Stand by later this hour.
We've got a high 67 with partly cloudy conditions. 47, our low tonight. Fall is upon us. 72, the high tomorrow, down to 52. 20% shot at showers. A few more clouds. Mostly sunny Sunday. High 70, low 46. Currently 47 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, and again, we're handing out money this morning from Prospect Bank. I'm having you open a checking account. I give you the 100 to do it. Yeah. All you have to do is text in money. If you want to open an account, got to do it within a week, then give me your feedback. $100. 359-2255. Text in money. More and more cities adding bike lanes. Safety concerns growing. Apple Store is launching a new bike helmet nationwide. That's on October the 8th. That's next week. It has lights on it, symbols that mimic a car turning signal, brake lights, headlights, hazard lights. Co-founder, CEO of Loomis Helmets is Ewan Ding. How are you?
Quid pro quo, right?
He's not there.
Oh.
So go ahead and see when Ewan Ding gets online. Let me know. Speaking of which, all you have to do is get into the helmet market in Amsterdam because they don't wear helmets there. And there's like a bazillion bicycles in Amsterdam. They don't wear helmets. It's just not part of their thing. Can you imagine if you could just get that to be a thing, do something to make it go viral, and you get million in sales, a million helmets? I mean, there are hundreds upon hundreds, 600,000 bikes just in Amsterdam alone. 600,000. And I didn't see one person wearing a helmet. And we, of course, here in America are big on particularly kids wearing helmets, but it's a big thing. Okay, co-founder, CEO of Loomis Helmets, Ewan Ding, how are you?
That's right. Good. How are you?
Good. I was just in Amsterdam. We need to break into the Amsterdam market, partner, because there's no helmets in Amsterdam.
Sure.
Man, alive.
Lots of bikes,
and
too.
And they're all going 40.
They're everywhere.
Going through. Okay, Ewan, tell me about what is Loomis Helmets? Why do I need one?
So Loomis is a next-generation helmet that looks like a regular helmet by day, but you find that you've got your light, we've integrated lights into the helmet itself, so you get bright white lights in the front, bright red lights in the back, over 1,000 lumens of illumination, which means that it's bright enough to be seen day or night, and turn signals and a brake light as well.
Okay, that's going to be great, I think. Plus, you can see a little easier if you see that, but they must be pretty bright to stand out in daylight?
For sure, yes. So that's our newest. That's our newest one, the Lumos Matrix, which is launching nationwide next Tuesday in and Apple stores across the country. And yes, that's over 1,000 lumens. So we've like made it 2.5 times brighter than our first helmet, that which came out 2 years ago. So yeah, just trying to make people be seen on the road so that drivers know that they're there and can give them space.
So I invested in you, right? I think I sent you a check because I want to be with Apple. How in the world did you get in Apple? Come on, Ewan. How did you do that?
Yeah, it surprises a lot of people, myself included, when it happened. It was through a series of incredible events, I guess. So how our current helmet works with the turn signal is that there's a remote on your handlebar. When you press it, it activates the left and right turn
signal.
Wow. That's pretty simple and intuitive. But actually, you know, what would be even better is if somehow the helmet could know when you're giving your hand signals, like your left and right turn signal, hand signals, and activate the signals automatically. Like, that would be cool. And that's kind of exactly what we did using the Apple Watch.
Okay, I'm going to send you $1,000 and I get Lumos Amsterdam. That's all I want. Just a little itty bitty place.
Okay.
Lumos Amsterdam. That's all I want.
We can talk business. Yes.
Listen, that's cool. How do people learn more about what you're doing, Ewan?
You can find us online on our website at lumoshelmet.co. And like I said, launching as well next week, Tuesday, October 8th, nationwide. It's our new helmet, Lumos Matrix.
Amazing. And how much does the helmet cost?
The Matrix is going to go for $249.
Yeah.
And our current helmet, which is called the Lumos Kickstart, kind of an homage to where we started, which was a Kickstarter campaign back in 2015, that helmet is available for $179.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations, and I hope it's a big hit.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Nice meeting you and Dean, co-founder, CEO of Lumos Helmets at Lumos, LUMOS Helmets.com. I want Amsterdam. I want Lumos Amsterdam. Stevie J, open a store. Hey, this will do the turn signal thing, man. I know you don't wear anything on your head now, but this is cool.
Will it protect your head what I was thinking.
You kind of write that in. It's almost like who's going to be the coach. You presume they know the X's and O's.
Okay.
I presume that's a baseline. That's a good question. I should have asked it.
Right.
8:14, the Cardinals are one game up in a best of five. Stand by, all your highlights coming up.
Did you know that October is National Orthodontic Health Month? Angel Smiles Dental wants you to join them in celebrating the power of a smile. Whether you're 12, 16, or 60, a perfect smile is one of your best assets. People everywhere appreciate a friendly smile, so make sure yours is the best in town it can be. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation at Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Schedule your appointment at 892-8868. 892-8868. That's 892-8868.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Don't miss Kelsey Furniture's annual warehouse sale this Saturday, October 5th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visit both locations in Tuscola, the Main Street store and the warehouse on Wilson Street. Hundreds of one-of-a-kind discontinued brand name items, many priced at or below dealer's cost. Large selection of dining rooms, living rooms, bedrooms, and bedding. Delivery service is available, but you can haul your own and save. Family-owned Kelsey Furniture's annual warehouse sale in Tuscola is this Saturday for the look you love for less.
Save the date for trick-or-treating with the stores. It's back. Sunday, October 27th in the Oven Basketball Practice Facility at 4th and St. Mary in Champaign from 3 to 5. Free candy, autographs from the U of I women's basketball team and coaching staff. Powered by the U of I Community Credit Union, the Department of Athletics at Illinois, ChampaignMoms.com, and ESPN 93.5. Visit ESPNCU.com.
Here we go. Oh, I can't believe it's Halloween season. I mean, really, October 4th, man.
Right.
Christian and Gracie have 2 months, and they'll essentially be college graduates.
Wow.
So going quickly.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. Okay, let's check.
St. Louis Cardinals over the Braves, 7-6. It's a 3:37 start today.
Yeah, 2:40 on the air here on ESPN 93.5, according to Mike Shannon.
All right, let's hear your Redbird recap.
Well, you talk about an exciting ball game. We had one, didn't we, John?
You have to stay until the very final pitch of most of these playoff games, Mike. As the Cardinals were down by a run in the first inning, they tied it up in the fifth, only to have Atlanta take advantage of some bounces, one off Tommy Edmonds' chest for an RBI infield hit, and then on the same play, an errant throw by Paul DeJong allowed a second run to score. But Paul Goldschmidt hit a home run in the eighth inning, and then with two outs, a big RBI pinch hit single by Matt Carpenter tied the score. And in the ninth inning, a pair of RBI doubles by Ozuna and Wong, and the Cardinals were able to outlast Atlanta as the Braves got two homers and three runs in the bottom of the ninth, the final 7-6 Cardinals in game one.
And they'll send their ace against the Braves down here, and if they come back to St. Louis 2-0, I'd say turn out the lights.
And it's Jack Flaherty against Mike Foltynewicz, another exciting one expected today.
Dodgers over the Washington Nationals 6-0. They'll be in L.A. with an 8:37 Central Time start. As far as games on the American League side, Minnesota Twins are at New York to take on the Yankees. Early game there, 1:05 start. Tampa Bay is at Houston. So there's the lineup of baseball that we have here in the postseason. On to the NFL, Seattle over the L.A. Rams with Greg Zuerlein missing that field goal with 11 seconds left. For the L.A. Rams. So 30-29, Seahawks on top. We also have our Illini in action, of course, taking on Minnesota. That's a 2:30 kickoff. Other games of interest might be number 14, Iowa, at number 19, Michigan, an 11 a.m. start tomorrow. Of course, we'll face Michigan next week. And Michigan State is at Ohio State. That should be a good matchup on Saturday evening.
I think Michigan State's going to get beat by 20.
Is that right?
I think Ohio State's real.
Ohio State's number 4, Michigan State number 25.
The difference of this new coach is they're beating teams like everybody in Columbus with the Ohio State Buckeyes. They think that they should win by 50 every game, and frankly, they're doing that now.
Mm-hmm.
So they're happy.
Bears are in London to take on the Oakland Raiders at noon on Sunday. Tampa Bay is at New Orleans. Green Bay at Dallas. And then the Colts in Kansas City on Sunday. Our Illini volleyball team in action against the Hoosiers tonight.
All right, ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 67, partly sunny conditions, down to 46 tonight. 72 the high tomorrow, down to 52. 20% chance of showers. 20% chance of rain now on Sunday's forecast. High 70, low 46, with partly cloudy conditions otherwise. Right now we're at 48 on ESPN 93.5.
John Decker live at the White House, 15 minutes away. Illinois goes to Minneapolis tomorrow. Kent Brown has dropped in the studio. The Illini in Minneapolis, 14.5-point underdog. So the odds makers think Minnesota's going to beat us, but that's not necessarily true.
Well, you know, those numbers are posted to drive bets, gambling, and drive dollars. And so you kind of put a little bit of salt on the end of that, into those picks. But, hey, you know, things happened last year. If you remember last year.
We blew them out.
Yeah, you know, and then they end up firing their coach.
Defensive coordinator or something. So we can. I know we can score.
I wish we could just carry some of those points over from last year.
50-some points.
We could carry some over to this game.
Three Brown had 65-yard run. I think Reggie had a 65-yard run. I mean, so, again, I believe we'll score. It's just, can we stop them? Can we outscore them?
Unbelievable performance by their quarterback last weekend. One incompletion.
What?
He was 21 of 22, I think.
Really?
I mean, you know, as coaches always say, that's hard to do against air. you know, and so, man, what a performance. So, man, if he's that good, I don't know. It's going to be tough for anybody to beat him. But
well, they're better than we thought, right? I mean, they're 4-0.
Yeah, they won some games early, especially Fresno and... And I think South Dakota State, that they were behind and had to figure out a way to win at the very end, and they did. And so got to give them credit for that. And here they are sitting 4-0, and they're looking, hey, people there are thinking 8-0 start for them because they got Nebraska next week, and they got some games that they feel like they can win. Mm. So hopefully they're looking past us a little bit, and we go up there and kind of after a week off, regroup a little bit and go in there and play well.
Hey, we know our injury status. Are we healthy?
Yeah, we're about as good as we've been all year.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I think we're going to take up a full squad, and we'll put 11 guys on each side and
see what happens.
See what happens.
And we're on one on the road already this year. Hey,
might as well be 2-0. It's a lot more fun if you win on the road.
Hey, I think it's doable. I think it's going to have to be 42-35. I think it's going to be high scoring, but I believe we can score it.
Well, we've been entertaining for most of the games.
Yeah, we've been right down to the end.
We've had the ball the two games that we lost. We had the ball in the last possession with a chance to win. and just didn't get it done. So
well, I was on this riverboat cruise with the Viking and met a couple from Columbus, and I have no idea what it's like to be a Buckeye fan when you're not happy when you won 42-14 because you didn't cover. I mean, those guys, it's just a whole different realm. And now this guy is dominating. I mean, they were, 35-0 at Nebraska? At Nebraska?
At halftime, wasn't it? 35-38
Like,
yeah.
I mean,
So
what's Jim Harbaugh going to do if he loses again to Ohio State, which is looking likely? So I don't know. Anyway, that's their worry. I got to win tomorrow. What time's that game?
It's a 2:30 start.
Okay.
And so looking forward to it.
And homecoming in a couple of weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah. Homecoming. You know, next week, Michigan comes to town next week. And the big event on Friday with the Dick Butkus statue dedication, 2 o'clock, open to the public. We hope fans come out, get a chance to hear Dick speak.
How's his health? Is he doing all right?
He's doing really well, I think. You know, I don't know. He doesn't really like to travel that much anymore. Now, he's been back about once a year. He comes back and... and so he and his whole entire family, they got a huge group of Buckuses are going to be in town. They all look the same. It's kind of funny. You know, they have the same gene.
Kind of looking like a Butkus.
They look like a Butkus. And so their whole family is going to be here.
That'll be great.
And,
Mark Butkus coming back? He was really
I'm telling you, he said, I was told that he won the entire family. So I will see if how many they got. It's a big group. It's close to 35, 40, 50 people.
You better get a lot of slabs of ribs there for those.
Exactly.
By the way, we have emergency vehicles blowing by us at the Pines in Urbana, and a couple of fire truck and an ambulance. So I'm guessing there's an accident somewhere around 1:30 in Windsor Road.
Just a heads up over by my
area. It was clear when I came through.
Okay.
Yeah.
Illinois volleyball in Indiana to take on.
Yeah, another big weekend for them. Every weekend's big for the volleyball squad. Indiana and Purdue, I think, this weekend, and so they've got they got their hands full on that as well.
Well, and Chris Thomas, I'm a fan. I think he's terrific, and I've just kind of lost track. We lost to Nebraska in 5.
Yeah.
We beat Iowa in 3, though.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That 5-setter against Nebraska was a long match, and it was a hot evening.
Two-plus hours?
Yeah.
Man.
It was a long time, and so, but, man, was that a knockdown drag-out.
I mean, we're 6-5, according to the News Gazette this morning, and we have played the roughest, toughest. We had to have, if they do RPI in volleyball,
they do. And we've always
been number one.
I mean, it's been that way, for as long as I can remember.
Right.
We'll schedule everybody, and we gotta take care of these matches that, we match up well and give ourselves a chance to climb back up in the Big Ten a little bit here.
All right, Kim Brown, always a pleasure. Go Illini tomorrow.
All right,
I-L-L.
I-N-I,
ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The unemployment rate slipped to 3.5% in September. It's a new 5-decade low. It was expected to hold steady at 3.7%. There were 136,000 new jobs created, weaker than the 145,000 forecast, but considered modest growth. Americans are making a little more money, but not much more or enough to raise concerns about inflation. Average hourly earnings rose 2.9% over the past year, considered a moderate increase. Apple is a stock to follow today after reports in Japan saying Apple has told suppliers to prepare for sales of the new iPhone 11 jumping by 10%. And Costco reported strong growth in its summer quarter. Sales at existing stores up more than 5%, but it was dealing with a tax issue. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda, invested in you.
More driven.
Stay in the know with alerts from Prospect Bank. Our alert messaging system has been enhanced and now offers more notification opportunities than ever before. Do you want to know when a transaction occurs on your account or a balance hits a certain threshold? Log into online banking at bankprospect.com or through our e-mobile app to start utilizing alerts and never miss another notification. Sign up to receive alerts via email, text message, push notification, or your online banking secure inbox. It's smart, it's easy, it's alerts from Prospect Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Okay, today's offer, I'm giving out $100 bills to Prospect Bank. You'll take the check of $100 to Prospect Bank. If you want $100 on me,
start up a checking account.
It could be for somebody you know. You take them in, you learn a little bit how all that works. Probably a 15-minute process.
Uh-huh.
If you average that out, it'd be $400 an hour I'm paying you, because I'm giving you $100 if it takes 15 minutes. So there's that. Text in money, 359-2255, Prospect Bank, have to be a new client. You have to get this done within a week, and you have to tell me what you thought. Our Stever offer via text, 359-2255. But if 100's not going to move it for you, we get it. You know, you're doing good. You don't need 100 bucks. Criminy, I want that.
A lot of people love the offers at GoSteever.com.
Yep, right now, text in money, 359-2255. You want to take advantage of that.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The September jobs report shows the unemployment rate at a 50-year low.
136,000 jobs is what this economy created. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%. Average hourly wages, no change month to month. That brings the last 12 months down to 2.9% increase in wages.
Fox Business Network's Edward Lawrence in D.C. President Trump tweets about the unemployment rate. Wow, America, let's impeach your president even though he did nothing wrong. Last night, the president tweeted, AOC is a whack job, with video of a woman saying at a town hall event hosted by New York Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, we're not doing enough about climate change.
I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies.
Well, now a right-wing political action committee that supports President Trump has come out and claimed responsibility for planting that woman at the event in New York. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Grocery store chain Schnucks is going to stop selling all tobacco products starting January 1st. Schnucks has stores in Champaign, Urbana, and Savoy. It'll stop selling cigarettes, cigars, chewing tobacco, and snuff. Schnucks has never sold e-cigarettes or vaping products. Schnucks will sell existing inventory through the end of the year. Smoking cessation products will earn double points through the Schnucks reward program beginning October 15th. A 23-year-old Chicago woman is accused of breaking into a Champaign home. Kashawn Armstrong was arrested midday Tuesday in a break-in at a home in the 600 block of Breen Drive. The homeowner was in the front part of the home when he heard a loud noise coming from his kitchen and found the woman in his kitchen. She had items in her hand. She left and threw an item at the back door. Police found her in the backyard. Bond was set at $5,000. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Waiting on the weather. That's what I'm waiting on. Here you go. Weekend weather. It does feel. It's kind of how it felt when we were on the Viking River cruise. Just got back last night from Germany. So I'm real chipper. But it's 324 for
right.
me. 334 for me. And
you're
I'll
still
be
fine now, but for the Lifeline Connect banquet tonight.
Yeah, I'm hosting the Lifeline Connect banquet. I'm thinking if I can get us to the auction, I'll feel pretty good about passing that baton off because that's going to be 2:30 in the morning
yeah.
for me. So anyway, Lifeline Connect, where they rehab gentlemen that have had heavy addiction in the name of Jesus. And I'm fired up to be at Hilton Garden Inn tonight for the Lifeline Connect big fundraiser to get all 24 beds funded.
That's right. High 67 with partly cloudy conditions today. 47 our low tonight. 72 to 52 the temperature range tomorrow. 20% chance of showers with some more clouds coming our way. Sunshine expected on Sunday's forecast. High 70, low 46. We're currently at 49 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, going over to Amsterdam, we were on a 747 on KLM. It's a Dutch-owned airline. They
yes.
also own Air France.
I'm familiar.
Yep. And we were on 747, and frankly, kind of old equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And my knees. And again, my knees hitting the back of the chair tells you something.
Yeah.
What do you do if you're really tall?
Well, and for me, we were on the back row, and that's straight up. You
Oof.
Cannot recline at
yeah,
all on
yeah.
that trip to Seattle that we took a couple of weeks ago. And the man in front of me was probably 500 pounds.
And so he's leaning back, too,
yeah,
so
yeah.
you're really tight.
And my knees were right in.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
toughy. And I don't even use my recliner on a plane because I know what it does.
Right.
I just don't. And if the guy in front of me does whatever, I'm fine with that.
Right.
I am so mentally in. I am an Apollo 11 astronaut. I am going to the moon now. I am, oh boy, it's now in my face. The screen is 2 inches from my eyes. Okay, I'm fired up. Yes, Houston, we're good. That's how I do it.
Okay.
I'm in the zone there. So,
and everybody seemed to travel well, from what I hear.
Yeah, I mean, we had a great, great trip. 34 with us is a good-sized group. We really had fun. And you can go to steviejtravel.com, see what's coming up. Not all of it announced yet, but we are going to Iceland next August.
Mm.
And we're going to leave out of Amsterdam again and cruise all around Norway, and Iceland and England.
Nice. That's a nice bucket list for a lot of people.
And two or three days of fjords on the ship. And that's going to be... I've done that in South America, the fjords. Oh, my gosh. Double rainbows. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
So you see stuff. It'll be really fun. And we've got the Oberammergau. I have three seats left for Oberammergau Passion Play next June.
Okay.
I had to reserve that 2 years ago.
I know.
It's every 10 years, the Passion of Jesus Christ. It's done in Oberammergau, Germany. Population 5,000. You have to have lived in Oberammergau for 20 years to even be eligible to be in the show.
Mike Anderson's bucket list.
Well, I got three spots.
Okay.
So, I actually got some guy looking for a roomie. You send Mike.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, let's talk more travel. Come on. Hey, we're going to talk to John Decker live at the White House next. Another one. John Decker from the White House. Cardinals rallied last night in game one of their division series with the Atlanta Braves, a very powerful team. It started with it started with Paul Goldschmidt hitting a home run. I mean, he bombed it, making it 3-2. And then Matt Carpenter, two on, two out.
A lead at second base for DeYoung. Long takes his lead at first. Carpenter back in there with a 3-2 count. Carpenter is pinch hitting for Harrison Bader. Melanson, the Braves closer, in the game. The runners take off on 3-2, a swing and a fly ball down the left field line. Dropping, fair! It's going to score one. Here comes Wong trying to score. The throw to the plate and he's out. But the Cardinals have tied the game on a pinch hit by Matt Carpenter.
Yeah, and to left field too. Then Mike Shannon had the call. Bases jammed. 3-3. First Ozuna, then Wong.
Ozuna's in the hole, 0-2. Bases loaded, one out, ninth inning, 3-3 game. And the pitch to Ozuna. Swing and a smash past third. That's going to unload the bases, maybe. Two runs to score for sure. And they stop the other man at third, and it's a two-run double for Ozuna, and the Cardinals take the lead 5-3.
Here is the pitch for Wong, and he swings and grounds it. Fair pass first. That's going to score two more at least. Here comes Molina there. Stop him at third. And the Cardinals have taken a 7-3 lead.
Yeah, now we have a one-game lead. Atlanta this afternoon. Jack Flaherty against Foltynewicz. That's for Atlanta. And that'll be on the air 2:40 pregame. Cardinals and Braves in Atlanta. Game two of the best of five. John Decker, John Decker, John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room. Well, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. John Decker, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I am great, Stevie. Welcome back to you. Great to be on your show. Hope you're doing well this week.
Yeah, I know you have a hard time keeping track of all your invitations that have official stamps on them, but, man, you got another one. Man, you got another one.
Right.
What? I want to apply to be social director for John Decker. I want to apply for that job. That'd be good.
Well, I'd love to go to any of the events that happen here on a regular basis in Washington with you, Stevie. So anytime you're in D.C., yeah. You are my plus one.
Right.
I'm going to tell my wife. No, I got a great plus one, Stevie J.
Hey, listen, I am at this point, and I'm one of the last ones to feel stuff like politics because I'm into it. But I can't watch.
Yeah.
I cannot. Well, this is a train wreck. I can't even watch this thing. On this trip, I talked to a couple of hundred people. Not one person mentioned this. This is a senator surrounding Caesar ready to stab him in the gut. I don't, no matter what anybody says, John, I'm not buying it. I think this is a bunch of hooey, and I think that they're, it's not equal justice under the law based on what Obama and perhaps even Hillary did last time we had an election, allegedly, all the stuff going on with the FISA, everything. It's just different standards, and I don't like it. I see it, and I just wonder how the American people feel.
Well, you know, I don't know the answer to that other than, you know, talking to our affiliates around the country like you, Stevie. In addition to that, obviously, like everybody else, looking at various public opinion polls, and I wonder to what extent, you know, the American public is as focused on this process as Washington is, because Washington's consumed by it, just consumed by it. It's remarkable. I spend a few hours each day watching ESPN. I got to get away from it.
Oh, I bet you do.
That's the way I deal with it.
You have to, because I'm telling you, if you start crying wolf since day one, at some point I'm just going to quit believing you and thinking you have ulterior motives here, because they've been trying to impeach this man for 3 years, mostly because it's vitriolic. They can't stand the guy. He pushes back. He's definitely different. He's gone to Washington and messed everybody's hair up. They don't like him. And so that's not a good reason to impeach somebody, I don't think.
Well, you know, to your point, you know, there are a number of Democrats and prominent Democrats in the House of Representatives who are calling for the president's impeachment even before the Mueller report was released. Yeah. Maxine Waters is a perfect example of that, and she's a committee chairwoman, you know. So, yes, the animus for the president on the Democratic side is very high, and, you know, this is why they believe that they have the goods on the president. This is how they're going to bring him down. But the numbers are just not there. You know, the numbers are just not there. You see how Republicans have coalesced behind President Trump. They're backing President Trump. And if there is an impeachment vote on the House of Representatives, yes, it may pass, but it's not going to pass the Senate. You're not going to have enough votes in the Senate to remove President Trump from office.
And regarding the polling suggesting more and more are wanting this, I would suggest people look behind the curtain and see who they polled, because most of the time that I've looked, it's 8 or 9% more to the Democratic side, and I don't know who's answering the phone and answering questions, because I wouldn't. I'd be afraid of what I'd say and who'd be listening. I just wouldn't talk to them. So I think polling is very shaky. So you've got this to look forward to for the next year. If they actually go forward, this is going to be the only thing that's happening in Washington until the election, isn't it, John?
Oh, yeah. In Washington, yes. Nothing in terms of legislation.
No.
Nothing at all. Not like that USMCA trade deal.
No.
Nothing on guns. Nothing on infrastructure. This is going to consume Washington. I don't know if it's going to be the entire year, but I would think certainly for the next 4 or 5 months, yes, this will be the only thing that will happen in Washington, D.C.
Okay, keep up your fine reporting, my friend. You're doing the job we need done, because I can't look, and I know you're only watching this stuff for 22 hours a day because you're doing ESPN. That's a good break for you. We need
exactly
you out
right.
There,
I got to get away from it.
Thank you, John. Always a pleasure.
Thanks a lot, Stevie. Always great talking to you. Have a great weekend.
You too. 8:46, John Decker live at 1600 Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll check your sports coming up.
Be the hit of game day with Hickory River Smokehouse. Every get-together needs ribs, beef brisket, wings, and pulled pork. There's nothing better than real Texas barbecue, and no better place to get it than Hickory River Smokehouse. Throw in some of their famous sides, and it's a party. Whether you're feeding just the kids or the entire gang, you are covered. Call ahead and pick up on game day. Your guests will thank you. In Springfield, Urbana, Peoria, Decatur, and at HickoryRiver.com.
The holidays are coming up, and I need to replace my old stove and microwave. I am sick of them. First, we went to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, and they had this gorgeous black stainless steel range with a matching over-the-range microwave on sale for over $700 off. It has durable cast iron grates and a griddle, self-clean and convection. They both came with 3-10-year protection plan and 0% financing for the whole year. But we wanted to check out the big box lumberyard, too. We like to never find anybody to help. They did have the same things there, but when we compared price, warranty, delivery, installation, and everything, we went back to Dick Van Dyke and saved $250 over the big box. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reakin, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your two-story in Champaign, Urbana during the month of October. Get ready for the holiday cooking and save hundreds of dollars. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Dealing with technology can be confusing and frustrating. With all the disorienting details of both wired and wireless technologies, it's easy to get things confused. Area-wide Technologies in Champaign makes sure your virtual private information is secure and allows you peace of mind that you will always be connected to customers and their problems. Give Area-wide a shot at 359-8041 or head to their website at www.areawidetech.com and let them take the confusion of cybersecurity out of your hands.
Hello, this is Shane Culture of Country Arbor's Nursery. This Monday, September 30th, is the beginning of what Champaign-Urbana has been waiting for all year, the Country Arbor's annual Fall Sale and Kids Day. The sale goes from Monday the 30th to Sunday, October 6th. Every shrub, tree, and perennial is on sale, all at least 20% off. While the sale's for the adults, Saturday, October 5th is for the kids. We'll have a giant slide, fall decorating, Russ and his amazing turtles, and all of our equipment out for kids to play on and take pictures. So come out for our sale all week, and Kids Day is October 5th. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
Ooh, full day tomorrow at Country Arbors. That will be fun. You'll be Meadowbrook Park?
Yes, it's the walk to end Alzheimer's, and I'll be out there between 8 and noon. And special gifts for folks who high-five me, so come on out and find me at the Rainbow Band.
Always high-five Diane.
Exactly.
She's got goodies. Here's your sports.
St. Louis Cardinals win over the Atlanta Braves. The final was 7-6, and with the Braves up 3-1 in the eighth inning, quite an exciting ending to the game. Today from Atlanta, it's 3:37. First pitch here on ESPN 93.5, your home for the Cardinals. Dodgers over the Washington Nationals, 6-0. In L.A., it's an 8:37 start. On the American League side, we have the Minnesota Twins in New York to take on the Yankees. We have the Tampa Bay Rays and Houston Astros. Lots of folks are predicting the Houston Astros are going to make it through all this.
They're really, really good.
Uh-huh.
They've got pitching and hitting. Yeah.
On to the NFL. Seattle over the Rams, 30-29. We have our Illini in action at 2:30 tomorrow from Minneapolis. So we have our volleyball team in action tonight against the Hoosiers and against Purdue on Sunday. The soccer team lost 1-0 to Indiana yesterday.
And if you want free money, I've been doing that this morning for Prospect Bank. Open a checking account. Have to be a new customer. I'll give you $100. That's a Benjamin Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this within 7 days. Then tell me what you thought of Prospect Bank when you visit. It's a $100 checking account. 359-2255. Text me money. And I just hand you $100. Man, never heard of this. Who gives out money like that easily to several people? 359-2255. Last call. Money for Prospect Bank. Good luck.
Rocket Motors in Tolono. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturdays 8 to noon. 10 miles south of high prices. Grant Claire gets after it.
I posted on social media how frustrated I was with my car buying experience. Grant reached out and found my vehicle. I got the financing done and purchased it. Hassle-free.
Have other dealerships turned you down? Even those on a tight budget have found the perfect pre-owned vehicle along Route 45 near Monocles with Claire's Auto Detailing at 403 North Long. RocketMotorsIL.com.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on FX. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? Spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday night football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on FX. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Be there. I will be.
You know, if you're looking for a great steak or you want some fall-off-the-bone ribs, you got to make the trip to Gifford to check out Long Branch Steakhouse. Donnie and Hunter, well, they came in and brought ribs to us on the radio show the other day, and now I'm making plans to get back to Gifford to enjoy another slab, along with some homemade sides, homemade dressing for the salad, and, of course, ice-cold beer. They've got reasonable prices. It's a short drive away to the Long Branch Steakhouse on Main Street in downtown Gifford. Go check it out. Promise you won't be disappointed.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at Dye Hotel on Friday, October 11th. John Maxwell and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you'll be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
What you do with the Champaign Police Department, explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so I wear quite a bit of hats there. I am a hostage negotiator. I am a crisis intervention officer. I also do the wristwatch, which I love. It gives me an opportunity to go out and speak to the second and third graders here in the city.
Nice.
You know, give them knowledge and some tips on bike and pedestrian safety. And to see these kids' face when I walk in uniform and they ask me 1,000 questions. Of course, about 98% of those are not bike and pedestrian safety related, but I still love the interaction and seeing their faces and them being excited to see a police officer. And you know, I try to give them, whether it be stickers or pencils or something, you know, give back back to them and say, you know, hey, I appreciate you guys paying attention to me for this, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
Exactly. Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com.
That sounds like a great guy.
Kelly Walton is awesome.
Good of you to do that. Good work.
Uh-huh.
Champaign Police's Kelly Walton, Law Enforcement Official of the Month. We do it every month to celebrate our law enforcement. I was going to go up to a German police officer and say thank you, but I didn't think he'd get it.
So right.
I was afraid.
Be confused.
Just afraid of what some American approaching want to say. But
I see your passport, sir.
What? We carried the passports wherever we went.
You should.
We flew to Amsterdam. Janet and I just walked completely all around Amsterdam in the rain, jumped on a tram. I mean, that's how you get to know.
Mm-hmm.
And found some cool stores.
Yeah.
And some smells. Every time I'm in Amsterdam, I report
that.
Out
of the coffee shop, too.
Yeah, called coffee shops, but believe me, people, don't be fooled.
Exactly.
They're smoking something. They're smoking something.
I'm here for coffee.
I think it's more like, it's almost like you go in and get a donut. It's like they're different sprinkles. They're just different types of marijuana that I didn't know about.
Right.
So, you gotta be careful out there, folks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're done. I'll be back tomorrow on Monday. I have no idea what side of the earth I'm on.
Exactly.
Absolutely not.
Well, we're so glad you're back, Stevie.
Thank you for filling in so wonderfully. I'll be at Lifeline Connect Banquet as long as I can because I'm 7 hours ahead on my body clock.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see if I can get this done because I want to help because it's such a good program with Lifeline Connect where they're helping men get back into society and kick the drug habit.
Lots of great testimonies.
Yeah,
lots of sponsors
wonderful.
To thank. It should be great.
Yep.
LifelineConnect.org in case you'd like more information.
And you'll be at the Memory Walk for Alzheimer's tomorrow, Meadowbrook
yes.
Park.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Coulter's got his big Kids Day at
yes,
Country Arbor. That's always fun with the kids. I think weather's going to be great.
With Russ the Amazing Turtles.
Yep. All about the Fighting Illini, the Amazing Turtles, huh?
Yes.
All about the Fighting Illini and our game tomorrow. Do we have a chance? We're 14.5-point underdogs. See what Jeremy says. That's next.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you. Talk Monday.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. It's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you out there. We'll talk in Monday. Catch up. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a blessed weekend.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale. Take an extra 20% off. Save on men's and women's Sonoma Goods for Life denim, Nine West shoes and boots, and the Big One Throw is just $14.39. Plus, take an extra $20 off your $100 purchase. Plus, get Kohl's cash right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid October 2nd through 6th. 20% Friends and Family with promo code SHOPFAMILY. $20 off $100 with promo code BONUS20. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Kathy Rhodes with Circle of Friends Adult Day Center in Champaign, and we're looking forward to the walk to end Alzheimer's at Meadowbrook Park near Windsor and Race in Urbana this Saturday, with registration beginning at 8:30, ceremony at 9:30, and we'll begin the walk at 10. It's a fun family atmosphere with face painting and food truck plus music and our own Diane Ducey. There's nearly 250,000 people in the state of Illinois diagnosed with Alzheimer's. That diagnosis happens every 65 seconds. Fight back this Saturday, October 5th at Meadowbrook Park between 9 and 11. On Facebook, find details under the walk to end Alzheimer's.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uoficreditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
The world is so beautiful. Sun, sky, stars, rainbows, and more. The colors of nature are the most amazing part of God's creation. Blossom Basket brings that creation into your home with bouquets of flowers. Flowers don't have to be for a special occasion. Just bring them into your home to brighten your day. Give Blossom Basket a call at 217-367-ROSE so God's creation can reside in your household.
October is National Orthodontics Month, and your friends at Illini Smiles Dental in Champaign are celebrating and giving you the opportunity to save. Millions of smiles have been perfected with braces. Get your best smile by scheduling an appointment with an orthodontic specialist at Illini Smiles Dental on Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Now through the end of October, come in for a free consultation, and you will be entered in a drawing to receive half off your full set of braces. Call 356-3335. Illini Smiles at 356-3335.
Go, oh, oh, O'Reilly.
Prepare your vehicle for the weather ahead during Superstart Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts with great deals on batteries and accessories. Plus, save on your next oil change with 5 quarts of Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil and a MicroGuard filter, just $28.99. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's Stevie J. So I have these new Stevie J Broadcasting logoed shirts that I got from Game Day Spirit. I get so many people looking at them, asking where I got them. It's because the logo looks great and the quality of the shirt is really nice. Anyway, it's a great product from Game Day Spirit, locally owned and operated. They're professional and they'll take care of your corporate apparel needs just like they did for me. Get a free quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. That's sales@gamedayspirit.com.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center. I'm having pain in my knee. What should I do?
Did you know that a lot of what happens at your knee is determined by what happens in the foot, ankle, and hip? If you are having knee pain, try strengthening your hip muscles, specifically the ones on the side, by performing resisted sidestepping and single-leg hip hikers. These exercises can strengthen the muscles of the hip and thus improve your knee dynamics and pain.
Do you have a question for a physical therapist? Go to MettlerCenter.com and click Ask an Expert.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.